Hello and welcome to episode 34. Because
hello,
and last week I said 34 of Toxic Tea Podcast.
I don't even know anymore. I don't listen, but obviously neither do you guys because nobody called us out.
Yeah.
But I'm Ashley. We're still married, and I got a lot to say this week.
Oh wow!
Yikes!
You got a lot.
Maybe this should have been my solo episode.
Ashley.
I got a lot to talk about.
Even when I was talking about Patreon, you had nothing to say back.
No, it puts me in a bad mood.
Why?
I'm on content overload. I can't do it all.
Okay, but you...
I literally am sitting here with two phones, literally trying to post. Like, I can't.
I'm not asking you to post.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
But
that's what they all say, and then I end up doing it all.
No, but I think that it could also be a good outlet for you.
Maybe. A creative outlet.
Like a journal, a diary.
My diary. Ashley's diary.
Yikes.
By my Patreon.
Oh my God. No, actually, if you just had a like once a month episode, Ashley's diary.
Ashley's diary. Who knows what's on there?
I would tune in, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't even know what would be on there, but.
Just you talking about
random shit. Right. And a lot of topics.
Yeah.
From college football to Ozempic or something. Like, I don't know.
That's
a random thing to bring up, but everybody's talking about it.
Actually, we got a write-in asking about
about Ozempic?
Yeah.
Are people think I'm on it?
No,
I'm
bitch.
Just fucking kidding. Obviously not. This body's built by sandwiches and nothing else.
Considering how much we talk about food too.
This body is built by sandwiches, and I'm not calling anything with a tortilla burrito anymore. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
And that's the rebrand of 2024.
Yeah.
Going into 2024. Burritos are now called wraps because wraps are healthier than burritos.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Facts.
And that's the first thing I have to say today.
Okay. Did we ever talk about when we went out to eat and they took your last bite of chicken? I can't remember.
I don't fucking know.
The last time we recorded feels
it feels like 3 weeks ago.
Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know if we talked about that. I know we told our friends.
Yeah, maybe that's...
And I don't want to retell the story if we already told it.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think I should do?
I feel like we did talk about it because we just had to have.
I had to have said something.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Moving on. No, it's going to be toxic today because we have a lot of shit to talk about.
Yeah, and happy fall. It's almost spooky season.
It is spooky
season.
Your
favorite season.
You're drinking a pumpkin spice latte.
Cheers.
You've had more than me this fall so far.
This is my third one.
I've only had one and a half.
And I'm so toxic. Like, I don't know if other people do this or it's going to be fucking weird. But I'll have a few sips and then put it in the fridge and drink it the next day.
No, one of the most annoying things about you is how you never finish a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like how your sister saves one bite.
That I feel
no,
like
that's insane.
That's more toxic.
That's actually insane.
Yeah.
But it's also crazy because like that runs in your family. When we go out to dinner with your sister, she'll get the smallest to-go box you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And she'll save just one tiny bite of, and she'll make literally the perfect bite. She'll have like her dinner with just like a little bit of a side and a little bit of sauce. And she'll be like, I'm gonna save this for tomorrow. It's gonna be a banging bite.
Yeah.
And I bet it is, but I could never.
That's on intuitive eating.
I am licking my plate clean.
Wow.
And that's on intuitive eating. What did you say?
Intuitive eating.
Intuitive eating.
Yeah.
That was a lot for me to say. Mouthful.
Wow. Okay.
Mouth asleep.
Okay. Ahead. No, well, nothing. I feel like we got a lot. So let's dive in.
Let's get right to it. What's our first topic? I cannot wait.
We
don't skip anything.
Okay, we need to talk about Brandon. I don't think we've talked about him on the show.
I don't think we've talked about Brandon before. And
it's a hot take for a show.
It's a hot take for a show. He is a part of our family.
He is. And for you guys that don't know, it's called Lucky Dog Ranch. And
Lucky Dog Ranch. I just sent you something on Instagram about it today.
For him?
I'll find it.
I haven't been on Instagram yet.
I live there from all the content.
Wow.
Remember?
So
oh
when
God.
We turn on our TV, it's like cable? What is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, because we don't have cable.
I don't know if it's cable, and I don't know if it's maybe just like a show that is on our TV. I guess maybe that would be cable.
It seems
a show that comes with our TV.
It seems that if he's just streaming it for us.
Yeah. Maybe.
But okay, we need to talk about this. This is probably the biggest controversy. Controversy?
There's no sh. There's no sh.
controversy.
Our mouths are
asleep. Oh my God.
Oh my God, wake up.
I already know I slur my words enough. It's just
speaking in cursive.
I can't speak clear.
Controversy.
Anyway, the biggest controversy of our generation is that Brandon is the best dog trainer in the world on Lucky Dog Rants. It's just show and God. Do I have a, like, is something wrong with me?
Do you have a list? He has a master class.
Let me just tell you what it is.
Oh, okay.
So for those who don't know, he goes and finds these dogs and rescues them from the shelter. And
always
then,
gets an emergency text.
It's the best acting. No,
okay, hold on really quickly. The show is the same fucking script every single show. He's always playing on the ranch with his dogs or like helping training. An intern learn. Yeah, he's doing something. And then all of a sudden he gets a emergency text message from a shelter that they're literally putting a dog down in 30 seconds.
He'll say, Michelle, keep working on sit and stay. I have to go attend to this. This is a 911.
Hey, the seven common commands. Do you know them?
Sit, stay. Wait, hold on. Stop. Okay. You're like stressing me out a little bit. Okay. Sit. Stay.
And that's, we watch the show every single day and that's all she's picked up. That's why our dogs aren't trained.
Will you do another one?
Sit, stay, come, heal.
Down.
Down.
Sit, stay, down, heal, come.
Like you just said them in a different order, but yeah.
No, I know. I'm just
and then we need two more. Keep it sweaty, I'll look him up.
Okay. So
I'm pissed. I'm pissed. I don't know him. I'm so disappointed in myself.
I'm so disappointed.
Sit, stay, come, heal, lay down.
I said down.
Mm. Yeah, you did.
Just a lay in front. Jeez. Anyway, he goes and rescues these dogs and he trains them and then always finds a good family to give them to, like interviews the family.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Sit, stay, down, come, off, heal, off. And no.
No, we forgot no.
Obviously, our dogs never heard that word in their fucking lives. So, sit, stay, down, come, off, heel, and no.
And
those are the seven common commands that you need to know as a dog trainer. Owner, go ahead.
The seven commands of the world, I think.
Honestly, yeah.
The seven commandments.
The seven common commands. The seven common commandments.
Isn't the seven commandments in real life?
It's ten. One thing about Erin, she don't know.
No, it just sounded right.
Go to church.
It just sounded right.
Go to church immediately.
The Ten Commandments, duh.
Go to church.
No, when I say it all together, like, duh. You don't know those.
Erin said the Ten Commandments are sit, stay, come, heal, off, no. No means no.
Do you learn that in church?
I went to a Christian elementary school growing up.
So that's where you learned it?
Victor Valley Christian, go Lions. In Southern California, and I don't know if I'm assuming I learned that in school.
Is that only a normal Christian kid thing?
I have no fucking clue.
Wow, I really got to look that up.
Catholics, right in. I honestly don't know.
You just said Christians.
Yeah, do Catholics? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't think that's. It might be Catholic.
I'm not sure.
The Ten Commandments.
I feel like the Ten Commandments
are giving.
It's giving spooky season.
It's giving a little bit Catholic to me.
Ooh.
And Buddhists have, you know, the enlightenment, the like three or five stages of that.
What do Jewish people have?
Hanukkah.
Money.
Seven Crazy Nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Adam Sandler.
The great movie.
Oh, and I need to talk about that movie next.
Okay. Back to Brandon. Okay.
You're getting distracted.
I know. It's just, I love him.
Okay.
Well, I follow him on social media. Like, we're basically friends.
I know. He is a true hero.
He's a hero. Okay, so back to the show. He gets like a crazy text message that's like, we have a dog that needs to be rescued or we're putting it down.
Yeah, and we're so killing it in the back.
Like literally, it's insane. Like they're not. So he drops everything he's doing, of course. He drives in his Jeep Grand Cherokee. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he speeds over, but safe. Gets to the shelter and then he finds the dog. He always goes inside and he's always talking to him. He's like, oh, you just need some love. Yeah. Or like, oh, you're a good dog. You just need a little bit of work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he sits down. He makes friends with it. Of course, he always.
Wait. I have to interject something.
Okay.
Okay. Sometimes he gets very upset if a dog's been abused.
Very.
But he has to do the test where he goes to hit them.
No.
He's like, don't do this at home.
No, it's.
Never do this at home. I can only do
it. He said, trigger warning.
And then he goes to wind up to hit the dog.
He winds his hand up above their head.
And the dog flinches. Then he goes, okay, we can't even do training today.
He's like, they've been abused. They need love. They need treats and love.
Yeah. So he'll put off training for like probably weeks.
Probably weeks just to make sure they feel loved. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but go ahead.
No, he's an honest man. So after that, normally his first stop is Banfield. He goes to the vet.
Dr. Narni.
Dr. Nardi.
Oh.
Narnia?
Dr. Narni?
It's Nardi.
Oh.
First of all, I'm saying this respectfully because Brandon is recently married. The sexual tension between him and Dr. Nardi is insane.
Yeah, and she was pregnant in one of the...
Insane.
Yeah.
I know that they've at least had like one romantic like... thing.
There is so much sexual chemistry. There's so much. Them.
There's just it's nuts. The dog's there, but
like, hey Brandon,
and he's like, hey Dr. Nardi. There's a and she doesn't have that. Whatever. We'll get to that in a minute. Listen, there's a lot going on between the two of them. You can barely notice the dog is there.
Yeah.
So
I love Dr. Nardi. I'm just gonna call her Nardi.
Okay, call her what you will. So she always is like, oh, they feel okay. You know, like they have like, you know, whatever dog plaque is called. Gingivitis. Is it the same thing for dogs? Every dog has
Waffles it. Waffles has it.
So she's always like, they need that. Or like, you know, we'll do this and that. And then he always, after they're done with the vet, he takes them to the salon.
Yeah.
And they get spruced the fuck up.
Yep.
To the nines.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part. It's like makeover.
Yeah.
For dogs. Then he takes them to the ranch.
To the ranch.
He lives on the ranch that all dog owners wish they had. It's beautiful.
I would live there. It's amazing.
I need you to make a Instagram collage, like an Instagram collage of the farm and the show. Done. So that everybody knows what's going on. Yeah. Especially the picture that pops up on the screen when you're waiting for the show to come back on the commercial and it's that little tiny like Pomeranian dog.
Oh yeah.
I need that.
Also, I'm going to tag him because
he needs
pub.
Well,
we need to get to the controversy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he's been doing the show for forever. Forever. Like, I want to say, what did this post say? He's been doing this show.
Before COVID.
Trainer dog to rescue, 22 lucky. Okay. So this is, 10-year challenge, he said, because he posted this morning, 4 hours ago. This is my Roman Empire. I have a lot. Same. I honestly have a few Roman Empires that we were going to talk about today. But same. Brandon, Animal Brandon, is one of them. This picture of him is so cute. The 10-year challenge. The first article is when Lucky Dog first premiered in 2013. It's been 10 years. He just said that. The second article is me now about to do it all again.
What?
With Lucky Dog reunions.
So he goes and finds
history
family.
Always finds, has a way of repeating itself. See you all this Saturday morning on CBS. No, that's a
Wait.
Bigger show. That's a bigger show than what he's doing right now.
Because.
Okay. Get to the controversy.
It wasn't CBS that he was on.
It's like PBS.
It's just our TV,
No, it's
to God.
Just Samsung.
No one's ever heard of this show.
It's just Samsung TV, period.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Controversy.
Okay, then randomly. So basically our TV fucking sucks. This is why I always end up watching
I can't
him.
Wait for Black Friday this year. I'm getting rid of this TV.
I'll turn on this
Kevin,
TV.
Kevin, you can have it for your office. I hate it.
I'll turn on this TV and probably 8 out of 10 times I go to one of our streaming services, like we have literally all of them, and they don't work.
Not to brag.
And the TV will pop up and say, oh, you need to unplug and it's not working, or just exit out. So
not your TV telling you to unplug.
Yeah. I'm like, I get so fucking mad that I end up just leaving on whatever comes on. The cable quote, we don't pay for cable.
Lucky Dog.
So I end up watching Lucky Dog when I'm just doing charting at night.
It's relaxing.
Yeah, because I just want something on in the background.
The dogs like it, I think.
But the thing is, I always end up hella watching it, and I've cried in probably, I'm not joking, like 8 to 9 episodes.
Whether it's the dog having like some sort of like issue, or it's the person who's a dog, because he always also makes sure, like, he's super prideful about finding the right owner.
Yeah, he does a lot of veterans.
He does a lot of vets.
People with disabilities.
Yes, or like kids who need
oh yeah,
companion dogs
have
or something.
Anxiety.
Yeah, like he's just honestly a really good fucking guy.
He's a hero.
He always vets his people too. Like, he's not giving it to someone crazy or anything. Like,
yeah, he goes to check out their house. He interviews them.
He sends someone who
to look at their yard.
I can't remember what it's called. What their company is called.
Icon.
He always shows up and he's like, oh, and then he teaches you.
Yeah.
He teaches you about crabgrass.
Yeah.
About different plants that are good in the environment you live in.
Yeah.
About good plants for your dogs if maybe they eat grass.
And he trains the dog for what specifically they need. For example, if someone has a baby, or if someone's like
has cats.
Has cats. He
a
said,
horse.
Yes, he's gonna train them so they become best friends with that animal, so they can get on paddle boards.
You know, my favorite thing is when he's like, "What do you like to do in your free time?" And it's like a little kid, and they're like, "I like to ride my bike."
Done.
And he's like, "Noted."
Bet.
He said noted. And then he comes back. I don't know. For us, it's 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
But for the real person, it's probably like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And he comes back, and he has taught the dog how to run by the bike without getting in the kid's way.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Anyway, so sometimes...
Wait.
What?
End of the show, when he takes off the red collar.
Oh, yeah.
And puts on the green collar.
Yeah.
And they've... Well, he goes like
graduated.
This. He goes like this. He goes
and
like
he
this.
Cries when he says bye.
He goes like this. Sometimes. Not all the dogs. Sometimes.
You can tell the dogs he sweats because he cries.
It's insane. The connection, it's actually real. He'll go, "There's only one thing left to do." And then, like, because everybody knows the show, yeah. they smile and they get excited. And then he just pulls out the green collar from the little treat bag.
Yeah.
And he puts it, he takes off the red one, and it's like this moment.
Yeah.
And then he puts on the green one, and then he just pats the dog's head, and he's like, "Take care of him."
And those,
it's so sweet.
Those collars literally can slide off their head.
But they don't, the families don't use those.
Yeah.
I would.
But there was also this one he trained for this dog to be in court for abuse children. Did you ever see that one?
I've never seen that one.
Bald.
What?
I bald.
Oh, I was like, who's bald? I was like, the judge is bald? The dog's bald. He has a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Okay, so the controversy. I'm sorry. I had to get through the show. Like, it's...
No, it's insane. It's a great show.
It's one of the best. He's been doing it for 10 years.
And there's always some... Like, the dog always is like, "Oh, I don't know if he's going to make it."
That is one part of the show where he's like, no. He's... You know what he always says?
What?
He'll be like, "And if I can't get this dog pool trained... That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Of course he does it.
And the family's like looking around like, okay.
Like, we already signed for the dog's adoption.
Right. Like,
fucking train our dog.
You better do it.
And you know what? He always does.
He's never failed. So I don't know when, maybe a few years ago.
It was during COVID because they wear masks.
Yeah. But when I first started noticing was maybe like a year or so ago. Because I said, "Ashley, who the fuck is this other couple?"
I was pissed.
First of all, so there's this really nice younger couple. They're nice.
Whatever.
They're really nice.
They're
people.
Not my people.
They're just not Brandon.
Listen, I follow him on social media. I like all his photos. We're friends, basically. I don't want a new couple.
Okay, I'm just saying. They popped on, but it was the same Lucky Dog Ranch, the same show. Seven to ten commandments. The eighth and ninth, the dog goes to church.
Eighth, ninth, and tenth, go to church.
Pray. And then, so first of all, I remember texting you and say, "Who the fuck is this couple?" And it was all during COVID because they all have masks. So I said, "Oh, this is like kind of recent."
I was stunned.
So then I was like, "Oh, maybe this is just like a one-time thing." But then they kept popping up and popping up and popping up. So I said, "Ashley..." And then we started Googling. We said, "Where did Brandon go? Is he okay?" And then we found out that the show wanted to go in a different direction and he wanted to go in a different direction, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Is how we read it?
Yeah. Don't fact check us either.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds like it was something they just didn't have an agreement.
I bet they were like, "Let's change the show." And he was like, "If it ain't broke, don't fix it."
Yeah.
That's how I really feel.
Yeah. I bet he wanted to stick to his morals.
Because that's the kind of man he is.
He is.
That's the kind of man he is.
Anyway, 10 out of 10 recommend the Lucky Dog Ranch.
He's coming back. Lucky Dog Reunion. CBS.
I will
tune
in.
What did he say? Saturday? Saturday morning
on CBS.
How do you watch
CBS?
I think that is cable. I think we can watch it on YouTube TV.
Okay.
I'll record it.
Okay. We'll do an update.
I'll add it to our list. But yeah, Lucky Dog. Okay. Watch it.
Also,
that was the funniest show review we've ever done.
Leading into a dog, this is switching gears a little bit. Did you want to talk about Webby's brother? Because this has been your other Roman Empire.
Oh my God.
You talk about this?
Every day.
No, I'm multiple actually not exaggerating. Like
three to five times. 3 to 5 times a day.
3 to 7.
I would say it depends on how many times I walk the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. So as many of you know, Webby's adopted. Got her from the shelter.
I wish Brandon trained her.
I wish we lived in California. I would ship them away right away.
I always learn things from him. Anyway. Yeah.
Erin was doing her rotations and I just randomly was like, "I want a dog, another dog." And so I kept, you know, you go to the Humane Society website and I just like kept refreshing the page. And I finally found...
No, I was living in Seattle at this time.
Yeah, we weren't even living together. She was literally in her rotations for dietetics.
Yeah. Good job. You said the word right.
Dietitis. Because there's two T's. So for those of you who didn't know. So I was like, I'm getting a dog. I don't care. I'm a single mom.
I think you were like lonely.
I was lonely. And me and Bubs, like, we just needed some new mix up.
Yeah. It was just crazy that you got another dog when I wasn't there. Yeah, but no, anyway.
Absolutely insane. So I kept going to the Humane Society website and I showed up one morning and they were like, we have 177 dogs because this fucking truck just like dropped dogs off. Of course, all of them were already taken. There was like a line out the door. Yeah. I was like, I don't want these dogs bad enough.
It's so hard to get to adopt a puppy.
It actually really is. So then I left and I was just sitting at home refreshing. And this new pack shows up. Immediately, I just dropped whatever I was doing and I went straight back.
Wow.
Went there twice in one day. And they were like, there was, I think, five in her, like five siblings, maybe six.
Okay.
Excuse me. And they were like, we have two left. Beyonce and Bridget, I think, is what their names were.
Yeah.
Webby's original name is Bridget, which I think we've talked about.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to look at both.
Yeah.
So they take me back to this room. We have to post the puppy picture of her with her paws down because she had the biggest paws in the world. And I was like, I'll take it.
You sent me that photo and I said, what the fuck? Did you, that dog is going to be huge.
I said, yes, I just adopted a 600 pound
her paws,
coyote.
Thank God she like didn't grow to be 600 pounds, but the look of her paws when she was a puppy, she should have been.
Some of her siblings are huge. I know that.
Huge.
From the
23andMe.
The 23andMe thing we did.
That's not right.
It's not, but you guys know what we mean. So I adopt her. And I know that there's other, there's either two black ones and three brown ones or three brown ones and two black ones, one or the other.
Okay.
So I was like, crazy, there's other dogs that look just like her out there in the world. But you never think you're going to come across those dogs.
No, but we did it 23andMe. 23andMe. The genetic testing.
Yeah.
And we found some of her siblings that lived in Portland.
They did, but like, you still don't think you're going to see them.
No, no.
Okay.
Of course not.
Guys, this is fucking insane. Her brother lives in our neighborhood. And I'm the only one who fucking cares. Like, so one day I was just minding my business. This was probably a couple months ago at this point.
Yeah.
Minding my business, walking our dogs. And I look up and I was like, I had to look down to make sure that I still had Webby on a leash.
Yeah.
I was like, that's my dog.
Yeah.
The guy sees, and you guys have seen Webby. She's not.
She's a unique dog.
She's a unique looking dog. She looks like a little coyote. She's not just like a lab or like a doodle or like even Waffles. Like, we see Australian Shepherds all the time.
Yeah. But he is one out of one.
Of course. One of a kind. I've never seen a dog that looks just like her. Maybe similar, like Vishlas are the same color or like even German Shepherds, like whatever. But I've never seen one that looks identical to her.
Mm-hmm.
This dog just comes walking up out of nowhere and I was like, and I was just staring at it. And then I look at the owner and he also, like, I know he noticed, he didn't even care.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I hate you.
But you've also sent me probably like 10 or videos and pictures.
I'm stalking his dog.
I think I don't know if I've seen him or I've seen him once.
I see him three times a week at least.
Yeah, you always do. And then we told our friends about this recently and our friend who lives near us says, oh yeah, I thought that was Webby, like that someone was watching Webby.
I thought someone was watching your dog.
Yeah.
So I like when I say they look the exact same, I'm not exaggerating. Like, they're twins. They walk the same.
We should post that video of what you sent me the other night.
I'll find him again this week. They walk the same. That it's a boy though, because he does pee standing. I've noticed.
Yeah.
Because I'm stalking him. But my biggest gripe is the owners don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's
like
tough.
Guys, they're family.
They're family.
They're fucking family. And it's crazy that I've seen them borderline 10 times.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they won't, like, we are not going to, like, let them smell each other's butts. We're not going to do anything.
We need a play date, honestly.
Yeah,
a family reunion.
So that is honestly the only thing that I'm concerned about.
You talk about it every time we go outside.
Every time I see somebody turn the corner, I'm like, is that her brother?
Yeah, it is crazy that they live near us.
It's insane. And I want to know if I'm crazy for being, like,
no,
annoyed that they aren't as crazy about this as me.
Yeah.
Like, am I crazy or are they crazy? They're crazy.
They're crazy. They don't care. They don't care enough.
They don't care about their dogs.
Period.
They don't care about their dogs. They don't care about their dog's family.
No. They've never watched Brandon.
They've never watched Brandon. No. Family's everything.
Family's everything.
Is their dog a little bit more well-behaved? Yes. So maybe they do watch Brandon. But I will say, I just think it's annoying.
Some dogs are just born crazy.
And that's our girl.
Yeah. Like,
You want to see crazy? You want to see crazy? I'll show you crazy. Yeah, so that's my Roman Empire. One of them is just like, Webby's brother lives in our neighborhood and they don't care the way I care.
Wait, my Roman Empire? Mm-hmm. This is very similar, is the other dog in our neighborhood.
Well.
Is what I bring up. I fixate on this.
Well, that's because that lady, Loki, has beef with us.
You guys,
she's got beef, no broccoli. Period. We ate that this week. It was delicious. Costco pack, get it. Go ahead.
Shameless plug. I can't stop talking about this lady. It triggers my whole mood.
No, it really does. And she'll send me a text in all caps. Yeah. Like blasting.
And tell me if this would trigger you, okay? So our neighbor lit the condos next to us, okay? She and her boyfriend, ? I don't know if he's still there.
We're unsure.
Yeah. There was a U-Haul and they did pack up stuff.
I did see him yesterday.
You did?
Driving. Yeah, he was just in his car.
Oh, I thought he was gone.
No, his red car is still out front.
Oh.
Honestly, it's so fun living in the city and having so many neighbors that you can like just keep an eye on.
We know all their business.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, so when they first moved in, they were so nice to me. I thought we were going to be friends. We always chit-chatted. Like, we had like a long conversation one day.
Yeah. I've talked to the partner many times.
They're like our age.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a dog. I thought it was going to be a normal friendship.
They have a dog. Exactly. So one day, maybe like probably like, I don't know, once or twice, our dogs just like barked at each other. Nothing crazy.
And here's the thing about that. Like, just really quickly, I hate when people are like get really mad when other dogs bark, because it's like, it's just like, first of all, you and I talk about this a lot. Like, we are two women in the city. Like, our dogs are going to bark because they're protecting us.
Yeah.
And I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with them barking at strangers. I'm good with them letting me know people are coming up behind me. I'm okay with them barking at certain things. It really is like not a big deal to me.
Yeah. And they have like a pit bull. And so
that seems sweet.
Yeah, it seems sweet. It's whatever. We have never cared. Like, we just like say no and then we keep it pushing.
I don't care when dogs bark. It's just like, it doesn't bother me. They're talking.
No. Yeah. Okay. So then I started noticing, actually, you and I both started noticing that she doesn't really walk her dog. Maybe we don't see.
Again, we try to assume that we don't see every single thing that happens on our block. But
mostly she just takes her dog out to like pee and then goes back in.
And at first we kind of maybe thought like it was an older dog, so maybe it was sick or like something. But like, it's not.
No. Okay. So then we started noticing, oh, when we would come outside, she would get so anxious, you could tell, like frazzled.
I mean,
and would immediately cross the street.
She has like ran inside before.
No, yeah. The craziest thing was one time we came outside, she pulled her dog in so hard, shut the door. She shut the door, but she was still outside holding the leash.
Oh, it was insane.
Remember that?
It was insane.
And then waited for us to pass, and then we looked back, and then she brought the dog out.
And so we were like, okay.
We're like, maybe something's going on. Then we saw she would cross the street. Then we saw she would always stare at us. Then we saw she would go outside and look around, look for us, and then go get her dog.
So we've decided it's us.
Yeah. And then she's also weird. I've gotten out of the car when she's at her dog and she's run inside. And I, mind you, have had no dog.
You're like, so I'm like, getting home from work.
No, literally, I'm in my work clothes getting home from work and I see her sprint inside. So I'm like, okay, maybe she thought the dog was in the car. And mind you, we're those people that like cross the street with our dogs too, but she's like, will stare at us, and we've seen her not cross the street with other dogs. Remember?
It's us.
So it's definitely us. And it pisses the shit out of me because
triggering.
She doesn't talk to me, doesn't wave to me, stares at me until I leave. And it's so triggering to me, and that's my Roman Empire.
Yeah, no. And it is annoying because it's just like,
We were friends.
And we talked about this the other day when we were literally, this had happened again.
Yeah.
She like ran away from you.
Yeah.
It like, is it because she doesn't like, she's kind of like smaller. Her dog is a little bit bigger. I feel like her dog could really like pull her down.
Yeah.
Is it because she doesn't want her dog to get riled up?
Maybe.
Because that's whatever. But we've seen her not.
But
act
also
that way with other dogs.
Her dog is not crazy.
Her dog has never done anything.
If anything, it's our dogs.
And so is it really just because our dogs bark? But also like I have seen her like walking up down the street, like you said, and I'm just like by myself, and she like will like run away.
She's crossed the street. You're when like, it's been by myself. I swear where I'm like, okay, am I overthinking this? Or
is it because I'm gay?
It, maybe because
I will
gay.
Start shit. I will fucking start shit in the street. And I already told you, I will be asking her. Because yesterday morning we were walking back from our walk.
Yeah.
And she was outside with her mom, I'm assuming.
That's why I thought they broke up, because her mom was there.
Because her mom was there. We were like, God, she's going through a tough time. So she was dead. Chris is texting me because they're in, Chris, my coworker Chris and his wife are in Italy right now, and they're at a restaurant we went to.
Ashley.
Little Pirate.
Our favorite
guys,
restaurant.
We talked about it. Il Pirate. And he's asking me what to order because I talk about this every fucking chance I get. Order the steak. Order the steak. Order the steak. Order the steak. Period. Anyway, so we were walking back from the park yesterday, and she and her mom had the dog outside, and they just like kept looking back and looking forward and looking back and looking forward. And it was like, we're going to go to our condo.
Yeah.
You guys see that we're returning from our walk.
Yeah.
We're going to miss you guys.
Yeah.
Literally both of us waved. Of course, because we're going to kill them with kindness. That's what we do.
I've decided that's my new thing is to always wave.
We're just going to make sure that you see.
Yeah.
They both smiled and waved back. But like,
it's the first time she smiled.
That's weird too.
Right.
Like, so are we good or nah?
I know.
Anyway. And again, I'm going to bring it up. I'm just like, next time I see her, I'll be like, do we have a problem?
Well, one time she did say to me, this was like early on when we were still kind of chatting. She said, she like laughed about this. She's like, oh my gosh, our dogs are arch enemies. And I was just, I didn't even know when she was saying that what she meant, because I didn't even remember her dog.
Because they're like, not. Huh? Because they're not.
They're not.
Like, our dogs hate every other dog.
Yeah.
If like they're in our area.
Right.
They're protecting us.
Yeah.
Was her dog silent or silenced?
No, it's
when
it's
she
crazy.
When she sprinted her dog into the door and was holding the leash outside of the door with the door shut, that fucking sent me.
That's when I knew
it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
That's when I knew like there was an issue.
It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
I was like, whoa.
Like holding the leash from the outside, tears.
Whoa.
Yeah, no. Dog was silenced.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to talk about The Summer I Turned Pretty real quick. A lot of you guys recommended to watch that because I talked mad shit about the book. Mm. And I just have to say a lot of things, but I'll keep it brief.
Go ahead. I don't really care.
So I've watched almost, I don't know, like 4 episodes. The show has a completely different plot line than the book. The mom did not have a love life or story. There was no connection to, she like falls in love with this author. He was not in the book. The author's also teaching Conrad sailing lessons. That was not in the book. The whole debutante ball was not in the book. That's the whole plot of the show. Of them. Do you know what a ball is?
I don't even know. Do I know what a debutante ball? Of course I do.
Okay. That, it's like, Ashley, the whole premise of the show is around this ball. It's not in the book. Unless I, you know what? I don't know. I'm like gaslighting myself. I'm like, did I miss this?
I don't even know how to contribute to this conversation.
Exactly. Because I'm like, none of this happened. So I don't understand how people are saying, oh, the book is so good. The show is good. It has great music. It's beautiful in the water. It's stunning. Everyone is hot. It's like great actors for these young kids. It's not cheesy at all. I really like the show. But I'm like, this has nothing to do with the book. I can't get over it. Anyway,
sounds tragic. And then I don't even know what this entire thing's about.
But remember, I told you. But I know that.
I know that this was the summer I turned pretty. Not to make it about me.
Well, the summer's over.
Summer's over, and I will continue being pretty. The fall, I turned fabulous. Fuck off. I'm staying positive. The fall, I killed everyone with kindness.
Remember, I told you you looked pale the other day, and you were legit mad at me.
Well, who does that? Who says that?
I don't know.
It's rude.
I know. Sorry.
Like. Say anything else. I know. You look tired.
No.
Like, not pale. Okay. I work hard for my tan, and it goes away in a night.
Yeah.
Like, sleep. You're tan, you go to sleep, you're pale.
When I was younger, I swear my tan lasted till, like, December.
It used to, but not anymore.
And now it does not last.
No, tans don't last.
No.
Not when you're older.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm sorry or happy for you. I don't really know.
No, I just want to tell people it's crazy.
Okay.
So I still don't recommend the book in case anyone cares. Okay. Oh, I'm also going to read Shout Out Ally, Fourth Wing. People are quaking over this book.
I heard it's like Hunger Games, Divergent. Like, it's going to be like a series, right?
Yeah. It's well, I think there's 2 out right now. I could be wrong.
Second one comes out in November.
How do you know that? Because they were talking about it on the toast.
Because I listen to podcasts.
Yeah. I was telling Allie that they picked it for a book club because she was kind of embarrassed to recommend it to me because she's like,
our friend Allie?
Allie Brock.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We have a few Allies in our life. Oh, so yeah. I didn't know.
Because
I knew Allie Stray didn't read. Go ahead.
Oh.
I know she doesn't read. Okay, wait for her to text us about this.
If Allie Stripe reads,
then so do I.
Excuse me, Allie Carroll. That sounds weird.
Excuse us. I hate it.
I'll never say no. Allie Carroll.
AJ, never.
Anyway, Allie was embarrassed to recommend it to me because she's like, it's like fantasy, but smut. And she's like, ooh. I never read fantasy, but it's so good. And I was like, oh, I'm down to
alien
give it a try.
Smut?
No, fantasy.
Same thing.
You think aliens?
Yeah, I think Star Trek.
When you think fantasy, you think aliens?
I think Star Trek right away.
I think Harry Potter.
No.
I don't think that's sci-fi, Ashley.
Yeah, you're right. But that is the only book I can recommend because I'm still on the second book in Harry Potter.
That's what you're you're reading?
That's my hot take for this episode is the second book in the Harry Potter series is fire. It's fire.
No, Harry. Is when are they playing chess? Or is that the first one?
I already don't remember.
I think it's the first one.
Were they...
Harry, you can't.
Where he goes. No, what does he say? Not Hermione. Not me.
Yo, Harry.
Not me. Not Hermione. You, Harry. And Harry's like, yeah, it's literally named after me. The whole series.
That's the best scene of the whole.
It is such a good scene. And then when Ron gets hit and he's on his horse and he's a knight and he's about to get hit and he bucks up and he goes, knight to N7. And then he's like,
yeah, yeah.
The best scene in the whole movie.
That is a good one.
Best scene in the whole movie.
That is a good one.
Selfless.
Yeah. What was I talking about?
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, that book. No, I'm going to read that book.
Fourth Wall. What is it called?
Fourth Wing.
I was close.
I'm almost done with.
You're reading a good book right now.
Malibu Rising.
Like, she's been like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not.
I'm almost done with Malibu Rising, and then I'm going to read Carrie Soto is back because. There's a Carrie Soto is in this book, so I didn't know they had like connection together. Mm. So I think it's her side of the story.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. Wow. I love when I'm in a good book era and I get excited to go to
Me
bed.
Too. Me
and
too.
And then I'll read Fourth Wing.
Okay.
In case anyone cares.
Okay. You know what I'm on?
What?
The third Harry Potter book next.
You need to finish the second. That's crazy. Yeah, yeah.
I'm 70% through.
Okay. Did you have anything on your mind?
No. I have, well, yes, I have a lot on my mind, but I'm just waiting for you to go through the topics.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
But I don't have any, like, no, nothing happened to me this week.
Okay. We never talked about selling the OC.
I don't have anything to say about selling the OC because.
I don't really either.
I just like, I feel like the hot girl and the hot guy are going to end up together and like, who cares?
Who do you think is hot girl? Alex and.
Just like the two people they're always talking about.
Okay. I do have something to say.
Like they made out in the hot tub. We saw it. They've definitely hooked up before, which is fine. But like. The real, you know, what is it? What am I thinking of?
Victim.
Thank you, Your Honor. The real victim in this case is Brittany Snow.
Agreed, Ashley. That's why I was pulling her up.
It's literally, she's the victim in this entire story. I feel really bad for her. And I don't even really know what's going on, but I know that her husband thinks he's hot shit and he's not. He's a subpar realtor from what I've seen.
He just started.
He's subpar. He uses his daddy's name.
You were married to Brittany Snow.
Yeah, I just like, you're a bum.
She's a stunner.
She is a stunner.
She's...
And like, he's hot too, but he's not like, he's not Brittany Snow.
You know what? It's crazy though. Like, you were married and then you tried to really play off that you and Alex Hall weren't together. You Alex and Poppy Hall. Weren't together. And then all of a sudden you get divorced and it's this huge scene. And then you end up making out with Alex Hall and saying that you basically love her.
And here's the thing too.
You're just embarrassing Brittany Snow. No, it,
literally, if I was her, I'd be like, you're an embarrassment.
The whole time I was watching the show, I was only thinking about Brittany Snow.
Same. I feel like he's always the one that's in the controversy of like, well, she tried to kiss me. Why? Why did she try to kiss you? People don't just be like running up and like trying to make out with people unless you're like giving them the vibe.
Right.
Well, freaks do. But I mean, you know what yeah. I mean?
Well, maybe Brittany Snow was too busy making three Pitch Perfect movies. Okay.
Somebody's got to put that entire series on their back.
Oh my God. It's
her
insane.
And that her and that one guy. I really like him.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm bad at
Yeah, things. He's great. Adam. I do know his name. It's Adam Levine or Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah.
Because when that news came out about. The singer from Maroon 5 cheating on his wife, he had to put out a press release saying that it was not him.
Yeah.
And that was the funniest thing that happened this year.
That was the funniest thing. And also he made out with Poppy, the other girl. Is that his name? Poppy?
He's I have no idea.
Poppy.
I don't
know.
That
doesn't sound right. It's probably not.
I don't think that's her name. No,
that's Seven Commandments.
He's the Ten Commandments. He's just always in the middle of like these huge controversies about like, well, she wanted to make out with me, or like, we're friends. No, you're not. I don't have any friends. Like, I would never be like, hey, Kevin, can we cuddle on the beach? What the fuck is wrong with you? Or like, you know what I mean? Hey, Willie, do you want to like go to dinner and then watch a movie on your couch?
Yeah.
And snuggle? You're a weird freak. Hey, you want to go in the hot tub later and like be alone?
Freak.
What are you doing?
Freak.
You guys are weird.
Yeah, no. And
justice for Brittany Snow.
Justice for Brittany Snow. That's really all I have to say about that. Oh, also the other couple, the couple that has, I think his name's Austin, that has the twins.
Mm-hmm.
Their relationship's a little bit weird because why is he always hanging out with all those single people?
I feel like this is the conversation him and his wife have every single time they're about to film. Honey, it's for work. It's going to help me with my image. It's going to help me with real estate. It's going to help me with this. And she's like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, this is my time.
And it's sad because he stresses about making money.
Yeah.
And she sounds like she comes for money and she wants to have more kids. And he's like, I can't even think about having more kids because it stresses me out about money because I'm the only one working.
It's really sad. It's a weird situation.
I feel something's off.
Yeah. Again, justice for Brittany Snow, though.
Justice for Brittany Snow. That's all I have to say about Selling Sunset.
Selling
the OC.
Selling the OC. Yeah. It was kind of a boring season. I don't think I watched the last like two episodes.
Yeah.
It's just boring. Like the whole show is like, I want to know the ins and outs of their drama. That's it. I don't care for the rest.
Right. Like, or, you know, teach us how to get a house like that.
Yeah, they'll never do that, though. They don't know either. And that's the problem.
They literally don't know.
And that's the problem.
And I like the other girl on the show who's married to the NBA player. What's her name?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I, like, don't care about this show at all.
Okay, me neither.
Next.
Okay. I wrote down Corona, the Kardashians.
Okay. I don't have a lot to say about the show, but I have a couple things. One, I wish that they would make relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that that's like, they're like, oh yeah, we're trying to be more relatable with this new show and we're trying to do all these relatable things and show people that we're normal. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't want them to show relatable content. Excuse me. They're trying to do that. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see Rich. Mm-hmm. I want to see every unrelatable fucking thing you are doing. You guys are the most famous women in the world, except for Taylor Swift. You guys are the most famous women in the world. You make millions of dollars. I don't want to see like, oh, we're just a normal family that like goes to Mexico and stays in the... No, I want to see it all.
Yeah, I agree. Like,
I want to see it all.
I agree. Like, it was funny that Chloe was scared of whales, but I don't really care. Like, I want to see exactly, like, show me your DMs. Show me who's DMing you crazy shit. Show me...
go on a shopping spree.
Show me how you took probably a day to pick out the carpet in your private jet.
Show me...
The brand deals.
Show me the brand deals. Show me your bank statements. Show me... Just like, show me how you guys decide how to make your cars.
Or like how
I
much,
don't know.
Like working with their nannies or their assistants. Like I want to see more of that. I want to see the interview process. What's their salary like?
I want to see the unrelatable shit that we're here for. I don't.
Yeah.
It was funny as fuck that they'd never had a Corona before or a beer.
That was funny. Yeah.
But I want to. Why haven't you had a beer before? Why?
Yeah. Kylie was so funny in this.
She's honestly getting funnier. It's because she's dating Timothy.
She looks happy.
She looks happy as fuck.
Honestly,
so does Kendall. Her and Bad Bunny's Gucci campaign, fire.
I
want
to see that. Like, I want to see where they're deciding, should we go Gucci or Louis?
I want to see the ins and outs of why Kim is back with Balenciaga. Like, I want to see those types of things.
I want to see the PR moves.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see you guys making guac. I don't
fucking
care.
No one
fucking
cares.
No, I want to see, I want to see how long it took you to choose what suitcases you were going to take on that trip.
Right.
I want to see who chose the menu for the private flight.
Right.
I want to see.
Exactly.
I want to see your plane getting set up. Like,
exactly.
I want to see you guys at the car dealership literally custom designing your Rolls Royce, your Bentley. Like, I want to see things like
that.
I want to see Rich.
Yeah.
I don't care for these like attainable things.
No,
it's not attainable.
No,
they're like, oh yeah, we just are going to spend like a family trip together.
Or like they showed them walking their dogs. Okay.
Cool.
I want to see you.
So you did that one time this month?
Right. Did you go to any other parties? Like, let's see the parties with celebrity friends. I want to hear the gossip.
Kim, I want to see the footage of you at Jay-Z's poker night. Like, I want to see this shit.
Yes. Or you at all these soccer games that she's going to around the world.
Like, are you and Odell dating? I want to know.
It's. Yeah,
I want to know what you feel about Pete getting in 2 car accidents. There's things that people want to know that you're not sharing.
It's just so surface level.
And this is.
You care about guac?
I literally don't care about guac.
Margaritaville.
I'll make my own guac. I also, hot take really quickly, Jersey Shore has a quicker turnaround time than the Kardashians. And that's that.
That is facts.
And that's the show. That's the show that matters.
That's facts.
There's still Sammy Sweetheart's back.
I know.
We need to watch
it. How is she doing? Has anyone checked out?
Well, all their photos look great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
They look happy.
Wow, I'm happy.
I follow all of them.
You do?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They're the most famous people of our generation.
They are pioneers,
they're
honestly.
Pioneers of reality TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy.
That's all I have to, that's all I have to say about the Kardashians. I'm sick of like the, you know, relatable content. I want to see the unrelatable content.
I agree. Like, I think they're so worried about not being relatable.
Take me to Michael Rubin's fucking all white party.
Literally.
Like, I don't, you know?
Yeah. No, I know.
Like, Kendall making fun of herself for cutting that cucumber. Like, don't try to, that is how you cut the cucumber. You know what I mean? That is, you didn't know how.
That was still
and
weird.
That's why it's funny.
Show me what your private chef is cooking.
Show me.
Or like, how do you create a menu with them? Are they on call all day? How do they know what groceries to have stock? Like, those are the things I'm interested in.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I think we should get to the most important show of the year.
Of our generation.
A show that's going to change the construct of dating shows more than any other show has so far.
No, I actually agree. I cried.
The Golden Bachelor. And I know people have been dying for what our thoughts are on it. And let me tell you this much. It's the best show on TV.
It really is.
Gary,
season opener, if you will, only 1 hour and the other ones are 2 hours.
Well, I think they were tired.
I know, but like,
don't you think?
Film. I want to see more of their stories when they're on their farms. And
no, for sure. I honestly was just like, I bet they were exhausted.
Well, interviews or something.
Those are tiring. We said that though. We were like, there's no way that they did this intro like all night long.
Yeah.
Like there's no fucking way.
No. But it was too short.
I have a lot of things to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I have 57.
Holy shit. You
know, I write my thoughts in full sentences too. So let me just like go through these and then we could talk about each one.
Okay.
So first and foremost, them starting the music for the show when not until he put his hearing aid in, that was the best touch I've ever seen from an editor.
I saw so many tweets about that.
No, that
we all thought the same thing.
We all felt it. We all sought it.
But
good touch.
I will say nothing on this first episode was cheesy.
That is like my fifth or sixth one. Old people can't be corny. There is nothing that an older person can do that is corny to me. Like every season of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, when they get out of the limo, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They're going to do something dumb. They're going to play a guitar. They're going to.
It's all cringe.
It's just, it's so cringe when younger people do it.
Okay. You know, the younger people are trying to get followers, to go viral, to be famous. Mm-hmm. These people are really not trying to do that.
No, they're trying to make a good first impression so that
and fall in love.
So that they can fall in love with their lifelong partner.
Yeah.
And so for some of them, second, some of them, third.
I know.
They just want love.
When Jerry was talking about his first wife and how they bought the house,
Aaron,
and then she passed.
If this show catches me about 72 hours before I'm going to start my period, I will be crying for 2 hours straight.
I love this man.
I love this man. Protect him at all costs.
He has Riz, as he said.
Riz.
Did you see they're putting that in the dictionary?
Of course. That's one of my teas. That is an option for tea today.
Oh, dead. Okay, sorry.
Yes, he does have Riz.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's facts. My second one.
Charisma, for those who don't know what that means.
Yeah, for those of you who are living under a rock.
Because even Jerry knew that.
Yeah, he did. The intro of him telling his story was the best intro The Bachelor's ever done. And I will die on that's a hill I'll die on. They've never had a better intro. They've never had a better one.
No.
His story was amazing. The way he told it was amazing.
His house.
His kids and his granddaughter. Just like
the photos of them growing up. All I have to say is, you and I talk about this a lot. If you and I were married for 40 something years, you're not going on that show. I can't have you comparing your new wife to me. And it's I don't need you saying things like, I've never felt this way before. I don't need, as a ghost.
I wouldn't say that.
As a ghost?
I wouldn't say that.
I can't.
Those are lies.
You'd be like.
No, you know what I would say? And I would, honestly, we talk about this all the time. I couldn't be on TV because you know what I would say? I would say, Aaron didn't do that. Oh my God. They're delivering a package and our dogs are about to go ape. Shh. what did I say?
Right on cue.
Right on cue.
That's why our neighbor.
Can you pause it? I'm not talking through this.
Oh, okay, my God. Sorry, I thought they were done.
Stop.
Waffles, we're please. Done. That's enough.
This is literally why the neighbor runs for me.
Enough.
From this is why.
From, yeah.
Okay, back to what I was saying. Number three. Hot.
Stop, you guys. Enough.
It's done.
It's enough.
Relax.
We're sending you to Lucky Dog.
Oh my God, where is Brandon?
Wish I could afford it.
Same. Hot take. The Bachelor House is a fucking dump.
Why are they still in that Cheesecake Factory?
That Cheesecake Factory Olive Garden ass house.
What's the budget?
It's not about like, oh, but that's just the house we use. No, get a bomb modern house somewhere.
Doesn't it look like there'd be lizards in it?
It looks disgusting. And contestants have said that. They're like, it's gross.
So
even the fact that they're putting these people in this home.
Yeah.
I saw some of the intro videos with these ladies. They are not living in homes like that. They're living in fucking nice mansions.
Yeah. Somehow.
It's just like, get a new house.
Get a new house.
That's my hot take on that.
Agreed.
Old people cannot ever be corny. I stand by that.
Agreed.
But I will also say that the lady in the cheerleader costume did push it. She took it a little too close to the sun.
Is that the one who was wearing the tracksuit all night?
Yes.
I like that. She just stayed in it.
No, she committed to the bit, but she's a little too close to the sun for me. What does everybody think was in, is his name Gary or Jerry? Jerry?
What have I been saying?
I think you've been saying Jerry, but like, why do I think his name's Gary? Oh my God, look it up. Anyway, what does everybody think that he was drinking when they did the toast? Because my opinion is that he was drinking Airborne.
No, I was dying when he sent me that. Because I said, why is he cheersing with orange juice?
I think he's drinking Airborne. Or like orange juice and liquid IV. Like something to keep him hydrated, healthy, and ready. It really doesn't say his name right off the rip.
It says Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y. Yeah,
it's Jerry then. It's Jerry. I was too busy wiping tears from my eyes to remember his name.
No, but it is. You brought that up about the Airborne. I said it could be devastating if someone got COVID on the show.
Devastating. So my opinion is that it's Airborne, orange flavored. But
if he was really cheersing with just orange juice.
Even better.
Or a screwdriver.
Even better.
Like, I love that for him.
Me too, because nobody's ever done that.
Yeah.
And again, he is now the backbone of this franchise.
Oh, also something else that I really love about this generation. Well, first, I have a lot to say, but. Okay, hold on. I'll get to that point.
Oh my God. She's blacking out. She's spiraling.
There's so many things like my head is going to blow.
Oh my God.
These women all have better bodies than 20-year-olds, first of all. It's insane. Where did they find these 16, 17-year-olds?
They get out of the limo and she's like, I'm 89. And she's Rich. America's Next Top Model.
No, literally. Every girl that got out was like, better body than me. Better skin than me.
This might be the hottest lineup they've ever had.
No, and some of their skincare, I was like, why is their skin beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Work. Mm-hmm. These are stunning women.
Stunning.
Anyway, I love how that generation, they grab your whole face and just kiss you on the lips. Like it's not even a kiss. Like it's just greeting.
It's not necessarily sexual.
Yeah, it's just a greeting.
I also love the sexual tension that a lot of these ladies have. Like they're trying to get dick down.
Yeah.
And I said it.
Yeah.
They are.
They should.
The one lady said, I haven't been with a man in a long time.
They should.
Can we go in the back?
They're beautiful.
They are. No, there is nothing cuter than two older people grabbing each other by the, like right by their ears on their jawline and just giving a quick peck.
You and I have been doing that all week.
Of course, it's love.
It's just like, hello.
It's just hi and bye.
It's, yeah.
It's hi, bye, and I love you all in one.
Mm-hmm.
My next bullet point. the lady with the motorcycle was cool until she played the guitar. Listen, I have this thing with like people who like play guitars for attention. It's just like attention seeking and thirsty to me.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, do it in your own time.
She was better than anyone previously in Bachelor history.
And again, it wasn't corny.
It wasn't corny, but I agree. Like,
I just hate the guitar thing.
I do too. It's not for me. I'm not one of those people. I'm immediately going to not like you.
I'm not musically.
Even if you're the hottest person in the world, I'm not going
to
like you.
I'm not musically inclined to where I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot when they play the guitar. I'm like, put that shit away.
I'll laugh.
Put that shit away. Don't serenade me.
If someone did that, I would laugh.
Put that shit away.
Yeah.
Honestly, cut.
I was scared she was going to fall off the motorcycle. Like, you know.
Yeah. She said, what did she say after? Like, I rode in here on a motorcycle, but I'm ready to ride your dick. What did she say?
Ashley.
No, she said something like that. She's like, I'm ready to go for a ride. You know what I mean?
She didn't say ride your dick.
She was thinking it. All these women were. They think Jerry's hot.
He is.
He's ready. Anyway, next bullet point. Like you said, this was down in my list. Mm-hmm. They're not searching for fame. Yeah. There is a sense of urgency for them to find love.
Yeah.
Not for them to find fame. Like,
yeah,
they really are genuinely here to date this man.
Yeah. But honestly, all of them should be finding love. They're all stunning.
They are. But my last thing about, like, because they, you know, they do the thing where they like show clips of all the episodes coming up.
Yeah.
I'm kind of nervous for this demographic to go through the stress of heartbreak. Like,
no, I agree.
I'm nervous for him.
He said it was the second worst pain than his wife dying.
No, like, I'm not ready for it. And so I don't know if they are ready for it. Like, yeah, that kind of heartbreak, that could kill someone.
And again, if I'm a ghost seeing you do that, I'm pissed.
Erin, I would.
I said, oh, this is the worst heartbreak? Not when I died? Not when, you know.
Don't say it. Anything else.
I'm just like, our life meant nothing?
No, I can't.
You know what? I would haunt you so fucking bad.
No, like, you would not let me live.
I don't need to see you on that show after.
You would be leaving cabinet doors open and doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
With just like, I don't know. It'd be scary. I'm really excited about this. It's honestly revived The Bachelor. Like, this is the best thing they've ever done.
If they don't do this every, like, they have to have a female night. Oh my God. Old men. Can you imagine?
No, I can't. Like, no, I honestly can't. Oh, we didn't talk about Chippy.
Oh yeah. I still think that was like a joke.
Obviously, Erin. She's right? Asleep on the couch.
I know, but
Jimmy Kimmel's mom. Of course it's a joke.
Okay, okay.
But randomly placed, like kind of a weird random thing. Yeah. I do love Chippy though. She was cute. And she brought spunk.
She should be the bachelorette.
She should be if she's not married. But I do.
She walked in and she's like, I don't belong here.
She's like, I don't belong here. I do think that like everything she did, like nothing was scripted though. Like, yeah, that was just her off the cuff.
Yeah.
Matt James' mom, zero screen time. And we talked about it. Maybe she was a little bit boring, or maybe just like did not, you know, like it was like a hard no.
I know.
Like she didn't get a rose. Cut. She got cut right away.
I thought, well, they pitched her. I thought she was going to be a big part of the show.
Me too. I mean, she was in all the ads.
Yeah.
All the marketing. I will say her starting her conversation with my son has been on the show. Wasn't a great lead for me.
I remember her conversation.
She said like, I know what she was trying to say. I don't know if this is exactly how she said it, but she was trying to say, I know that this process works because my son has gone through it and he is still with the person he chose. Mm. So she was, you know, I know this process works, but I think she got out of the car and she said, my son's been the Bachelor before. And it was like, okay.
But never forget when Bachelor tried to break them up at the same time.
And they're still going strong and they are food critics now.
Yeah.
And they're my favorite to watch.
I know, but
I like them together.
That was a crazy time in American history.
It was in Bachelor history.
They really made her apologize.
It's crazy. Like, I mean, what's his name lost his job over that?
No.
Jesse Palmer is the face of The Bachelor because of that situation.
There's so many things to unpack.
It's insane. I listened to that podcast where he like talked about it. His podcast.
Does Chris Harrison, still have a podcast?
That's what I'm talking about.
He still has one?
He still has one. And it's like borderline a Bachelor recap.
I know Chris Harrison was problematic and, you know, maybe creepy or
The whole show is problematic.
But
though,
he did have some funny like scenes later in the time.
Yeah. Jesse Palmer's doing he is doing great. He is a good fit. He's hot. He's corny. He's hot. He's younger. He's about to have a baby. Right.
He's so like chill and laid back. Yeah. Like,
I like Jesse Palmer, of course.
I'd be trying to hit on Jesse Palmer if I was on the show.
Yeah.
You know,
same. I'd be taking my swings.
Yeah. Or Wells.
Wells is hot too. Yeah. Or Chippy. But I'm ready for the show. Like, I do love this show. I will be looking forward to it every single week.
Yeah.
Every single week.
I know. I truly wish him nothing but the best.
Me too.
Oh my God. What a good casting.
No, it's literally the best ABC's ever done.
I hope they don't make them like play a football game.
If they do some of the cringe shit they do every year.
Or like a wrestling match.
No. Absolutely not. They need to have better activities and they better be just like romantic normal. Senior citizen normal shit. Not that they're like senior citizens because they're not, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, not yeah. a football game. We're not fucking riding.
No.
I don't know. Bulls. Just like random bulls, whatever they do.
We like, don't need to go like rock climb a mountain and then jump off.
Hang gliding.
They're going to have a heart attack,
Jesus
Ashley.
Christ. Well, that's what I mean. Like the heartbreak isn't enough. Now they have to go hang gliding?
No, they just need to stroll through a park and like go wine tasting.
They need to just do paddleboard, like nice things.
Yeah.
Nice things.
I could never go on The Bachelor because they'd be like, okay, Aaron, you're going to go on this extreme height something and you know I'm scared of heights. And I would say no. I would say no, I'm not doing this. And then they kick me off the show.
I couldn't be on it because they'd be like, okay, you guys are going to have this nice dinner and then Luke Bryan is going to sing you guys a song and you have to dance to it. And I'm going to be like, fuck you.
Can you imagine you dancing?
You want me to, first of all, you want me to dance. Second of all, on national TV. Third, to Luke Bryan, I'm good.
No, imagining you dancing, like slow dancing and trying to be serious, like makes me die laughing.
I would be.
I don't have the ick, but I'm dying laughing.
I have the ick for the show because of me thinking of them putting me in that situation. Period. So fuck you, ABC. Like, that's where I'm at. I'm pissed. Ruined my whole day.
I'm pissed about that too for you.
Really quickly, can we just talk about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift of it all?
Oh, I forgot.
I never would. First and foremost,
the NFL is thirsty, man.
The NFL has to stop. She's the face. First of all, I'm so sick of men being like, Taylor's not the face. Yes, she is. She's the face of the league right now. Get over it.
It's her league.
They pan to her more than they pan to anything else on the field.
She could buy the team
right away.
She should.
I would.
No,
that would be a flex. That would be a flex.
Did you see that Tom Brady just bought part of the Aces?
Well, he put a bid in, I want to say like 6 or 8 months ago, and it just got approved.
Oh.
Yeah. How exciting. Crazy. That's Kelce's favorite athlete, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Random.
Super random.
Random that he wanted to buy part of the Las Vegas Aces. Is it not?
I don't think so.
What is with men wanting to buy women's teams?
Just a power move.
Yeah, but no, is it more like, oh, I support women, or is it a power move?
It's probably a little bit of I support women and a lot of a tax break.
Yeah.
Don't fact check me.
I'm not rich enough to even think about it.
I'm not rich enough to have to buy a sports team for a tax break. So I don't know.
Wow, that must be nice.
That's insane.
If I was Taylor Swift, I'd buy Travis Kelce's team. I'm breaking up with Travis Kelce and then I'm buying his team.
Yeah.
Flex.
No, that's 100% what I would
do
too.
But that's just a little bit petty about me.
Yeah. But she's petty. She'll just write an album about you and destroy you.
I know, but I...
Okay. She's the face of the NFL. And everybody needs to get over that. It's not going to change anytime soon.
No.
I can't wait.
There's more viewers because of it.
Of course. I can't wait for the first game she doesn't go to. Because the speculation is going to be so funny all week. And like,
yes. It's
not a big deal.
She's going back on tour though soon. Yeah, and she's busy.
It's not a big deal.
She's in her break time.
Did you see that? You probably didn't. At the New York Giants game, they played a Taylor Swift ad on like the TVs and fans were booing. Because she's technically a part of Chiefs Kingdom now.
Oh, yeah. That's
and so
funny.
It is really funny. And there was a guy who had a sign.
Which is funny because she's New York.
She is New York.
This she should guy, buy the Jets.
No, 100%. Or like the New York Giants. She should buy somebody.
She should.
This guy was in the stands holding this sign that said, I'm not a Swiftie. And like, he was like 80. It was, yeah. Or maybe it said like, I'm not a Swiftie and she's not the face of the NFL. It said something like that. Oh. And it's like, but she
okay,
is.
Okay, calm down,
like,
bitch.
Get over it. The other thing I have to say is if you are a Swiftie and you ordered a custom Nike like authentic jersey with Swiftie. Let me look it up. That is something I wanted to do. Hold on.
Oh, like a Chiefs jersey that says Swiftie on the back?
Custom Nike. Like, hold on. Custom Nike NFL jersey. Like, what's the price on one of those?
Probably, oh, custom. I'd say like 200.
It might be more. My parents, one thing about my parents, they are
jerseys.
Huge.
They're jersey
when it
chasers.
Comes to, they're jersey chasers, but not only jersey chasers. My mom loves to buy a jersey and put our last name on the back.
Like, she does.
I can't tell you how many jerseys my family has with our last name on the back. Football jerseys, baseball jerseys, basketball jerseys.
I've seen her dad wear some.
I'm going to start wearing them. Next summer, I'm going to start flexing them, people.
Those are going to be iconic.
Yeah. So this says that any name, you can put any name on the back, is $170.
With
so
tax,
I'm fucking 200. Crying because Travis Kelce's is $174.99. And like others are $129.
Yeah, they're capitalizing.
That's laughs. But I'm just saying, okay, if you're willing to spend around $200 to get a Travis Kelce jersey with Swiftie on the back, mm-hmm. you're taking it too far.
Mm.
And I don't know where I read this or saw this, but I do think that we need to calm down, because if we want them to actually be a real couple and last, mm-hmm. we need to stop pressing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's, you know what I mean?
I just love how happy she looks.
He looks happy too. Like they really do fuck with each
like
other.
Like she looked like she had so much fun at the game with all her friends.
And she is having, she is having fun. Did you
wait,
know?
Wait, the okay, no, I've heard no one talk about this except for one person on TikTok. Okay, I got to back up a little bit. You and I the other night were coming home from dinner and I said, oh my God, I want to watch a scary, like a Halloween movie. And so we picked, it was like Searching Forever. And then I picked what? Teen Witch?
It was the dumbest thing we've ever tried to do, because one thing about me and Erin is she wants to watch Halloween movies like
Halloween Town.
And I'm like, let's watch fucking
The Exorcist.
Okay, relax. I never said that.
She likes watching
like,
scary movies.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Is my
That's
favorite
scary.
Movie.
I still don't like that movie. It's scary.
No, it's not.
I watched it with you before.
It's not scary.
I don't like that shit, Ashley.
Yeah. So she's like, oh my God. Yeah, Ashley, I'm totally like into the Halloween thing this year. And then she's like, let's put on Teen Witch. I'm like, let's die.
Like, okay.
Ew. Go on with your story.
We didn't get
There's
into
just,
the movie.
That's just something about us. It's like Halloween to us is different.
It's different.
It's different.
Like, sorry, I'm not a serial killer. Okay. Sue me.
Well.
Like, sorry that I'm married to a serial killer.
I will be filing papers.
For what?
To sue you for hating Halloween for
then,
what it is.
Then I'll kill you.
So who's the serial killer now?
And then I'll haunt you.
Who's the serial killer now?
Is that what you want?
How are you going to haunt me when I'm dead?
Oh. Well,
yeah, what's done is done. Adjourned.
I will haunt you.
Adjourned.
When you're dead.
This case is dismissed. Go ahead.
Okay, so we picked this movie and I'd never seen it. We watched it's like made in the 80s. Like it's just so old.
That's also something about me. I hate old movies.
No, but it was probably like funny and interesting. No, we just didn't really get into
you
it.
You know what I mean. Like
I know.
Graphics
actually.
Suck. Like it's just.
It just wasn't for you. Yeah. And I wasn't really in the mood, so I turned it off. But yeah. Anyway, the main person is named Robin. I'm blanking her last name. This redhead. She was in Taylor Swift's box because she's Blake Lively's sister.
Yes.
Period.
Yes. That was crazy.
You know what? I got to write that down to post because
that was crazy.
What are the chances that I end up turning on this random old ass movie? Then I come to find out that she was in the box and she, I guess she never goes out or never is seen. I didn't even know Blake Lively had a sister,
let alone
had a sister that was famous. It has red hair. Where's she been?
She's a witch.
She's
a Wiccan. yeah, no. Blake Lively and Sophie Turner are having the best, like, past few months.
Yeah.
Because Taylor Swift is in her Fangirl era.
Mm-hmm. Same as Sabrina Carpenter. She was there.
Yeah.
Do you even know who that
I
is?
I learned about all of nonsense.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Stop. Stop. I learned about all that drama yesterday.
What?
Like Sabrina, Olivia, Taylor.
You knew about that.
Kind of. Not really, though. Not like the devil. The devil's in the details, as they say.
The devil's in the details.
Yeah. I didn't. I wasn't there yet. Wow. But now I am. The last thing I'll say is I will continue to support Brittany
Women
Mahomes.
In sports?
No. Absolutely not. I will continue to support. Well, yes.
Yeah.
But Brittany Mahomes getting trolled at every possible like. I'm down for it. It is so fucking funny to me that no matter what, like
so, a lot of people hate her.
And I don't hate Britney at all. Like I
know, she but does, a lot of people really hate
no,
her.
And it is
I guess
kinda,
I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. And it is kind of fucked up because her and Travis do a lot of good shit in the community. And like I said, Travis, Patrick, her and Patty Mahomes, Chiefs Kingdom.
Patrick Mahomes is my king.
It's Mahomes. You said Mahones. What's with you and N's today? Narni, Mahones.
I don't know.
It's insane.
I just like, I get someone's name in my mind. And that's it. It's done.
That's the name.
Does that happen to you with people? Mahomes.
Mahomes. They do a lot of good stuff for the community. Like, they're like actually, I feel like, good people. And people just troll her at every chance. Like, me too.
Yeah.
The picture of her just so mad at the way that chicken tender was in her mouth.
Yeah.
That was amazing. The video of Taylor Swift talking to her 1 second and then like moving her out of the way to go to somebody else. Hilarious. But like, it's just, we just keep catching her at the wrong time, I think.
I know. But it's actually crazy. I was thinking about this the other day. So she went to dinner with like Taylor Swift, Sophie Turner.
This is the best. This has been the best month of her life.
Blake Lively. I don't remember who was all at this dinner. But I was thinking she's just an average girl who ended up marrying a good football player. And now she gets to have dinner.
She's friends with Taylor Swift.
With these like icons. Isn't that actually crazy to think about? So if I could have married Patrick Mahomes.
You'd have to know his name.
Mahomes. And
first and foremost.
That's his cousin, Patrick Mahomes.
And he's a cheerleader.
And I could have been having, maybe he's Taylor Swift's backup singer. And, you know.
Not I'm you not. Really trying to stretch reality right
and
now.
And I'm not.
This is insane. This is insane. She is just a normal girl, though. Like, she's a normal girl who is now best friends with Sophie Turner, Blake Lively, and
Is that
Taylor
because
Swift.
She was tweeting things that were crazy, too?
Well, the first couple of years that
Patrick
was in the NFL. Her
Mahomes or Mahomes?
Holmes.
Okay.
Her and his brother.
Oh.
They were just like really annoying. Like, they were annoying on TikTok. They're annoying like on social media. Like, they were just like being annoying.
And his brother is in trouble for
trying to like make out with a girl and she said no.
And didn't he have like some kind of like domestic abuse?
That's what.
But he hurt her, right?
I don't think he didn't like beat her ass. He kept trying to like make out with her and like he was grabbing her and like just like being physical.
No, I thought there was something else that happened.
Don't fact check me.
This is allegedly.
Don't ever fact check us.
Yeah. Okay, I thought there was something else.
But he is annoying. Like he's annoying.
Yeah.
I'm not down with his like persona whatsoever. One, because I'm a firm believer that he's gay.
Oh, isn't he?
No.
Oh.
Well, allegedly.
Okay. What's his name again?
I don't know. You'll make it up anyway. Jackson, question mark?
Jackson.
Yeah, he's just like, can you turn? Guys, one thing about Aaron,
no,
honestly, this
I
is
don't
your,
hear it.
This
I
is
don't
your toxic trait of the week.
Fine, you can choose mine.
Aaron always has her phone on loud. And so,
why is that a crime?
Because it's always.
Why is that a crime?
Every time we'll be watching a movie, we'll be on podcast and her phone is on. That is honestly lowbrow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I'm being discriminated in my own home that I pay taxes on.
It's bush league that you have your phone on loud during our podcast.
You know what, Ashley? Patrick Mahomes was charged in May for 3 felony counts.
It's not Patrick. It is Jackson.
Sorry.
Patrick has never been charged on anything.
Okay, this is a confusing sentence. Kinda.
It's, yeah. Go on.
It says the brother, I was reading like later in the thing and it says Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was charged in May. But it really in the beginning since says Patrick Mahomes, the brother, blah, blah, blah. I was skipping over it.
Okay.
3 felony counts of aggravated sexual battery. Oh, forcibly kissed a woman.
Exactly. That's sick. Like, no means no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And just like, it's okay to be gay. And I think that's the message I'd like to get across to him.
Yeah.
That's really all I have.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
a lot to unpack this week.
I had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even get to our write-ins.
We didn't get to our write-ins. I'm sorry.
I had a question about Ozempic.
Yeah, okay. We'll do our write-ins next
week.
And
I have another question or another write-in about nudes.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll do write-ins next week and then we can't wait to tell you our new game that we started playing.
Oh my god, it's probably the funniest thing we've ever
thought of. We were just walking around Portland playing this game and I can't wait to tell you guys about it because we're good at it.
We had a stunning day Saturday.
Stunning.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, we found out where we're gonna live next. Yep. Like, there's just a lot going
manifesting
on.
Manifesting our next dream house. Yep. Ate a lot of good food.
I only eat sandwiches and wraps.
I
as
had
I said
the burger of a lifetime.
that shit was good. I think about it often.
Yeah, no,
my Roman Empire.
Exactly. Okay, what is your toxic trait then?
No, it's tea first. You do this every
You chose mine already.
Goddamn week.
You chose mine already.
Okay, my toxic tea is that I've been screenshotting them because I've been trying to be better. Okay. Pilot has been fired after going skiing off a woman's knockers and then trying to fly a passenger plane. So this pilot, yes, you heard me. This pilot, there's like a rule. You can only like, you have to, I think like be sober like 12 hours before you fly. Or like you can't.
Right.
What's the movie where Denzel Washington is like on a fucking bender and he wakes up and he's drinking on the plane to like cure his hangover so that he could fly the plane. Then he ends up like saving lives or something crazy.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't see movies.
Right. I shouldn't have asked you. I was more or less talking to myself. Solo episode. Well, this pilot was like had an orgy. And he was doing drugs and
probably Florida.
And he was like snorting coke off people's knockers, aka tits. And
why
like,
did they say knockers?
I don't know. I hate it. Barstool's weak for that.
It threw me off.
They're weak for saying knockers. That's fucking weird. It gives 2001.
I was what's a knocker?
Yeah. Ew. I hate that I said it. So he was like doing, you know, shots off their body and like doing body shots. He was doing rails off people's TDs. He was doing just like nasty things you shouldn't be doing before you have a flight. Mm. Well, not only was he doing those things, he was texting his coworker about it. The cacanes. The way stupid shit like that makes me laugh so hard. The cocaines. Okay, so he was doing the cocaines, and he was texting his
coworker. He woke Waffles up.
Sorry, Bubs. He said cocaines. he was doing all of that, and then he was texting his coworker, aka a pilot that was supposed to be on his flight the next day, telling her all these things. Mm. So she was like, "Of course, I'm going to report you."
Yikes!
What the fuck? You're supposed to be flying us.
It's not, sir. It's like something, you know, when someone's trying to be cool, and you're like, "That's not cool."
That's not cool at all. You're flying the plane.
The fuck?
And so he got suspended and everything. Like, just like the audacity, the trust we be putting in these pilots, and they're doing body shots and cacanes rips.
I'm scared.
Off chests.
I'm scared.
In their off time.
No, it is crazy.
Like 8 hours before they're about to fly us for 10 hours.
I saw this TikTok. This guy was taken off in a plane and he was looking out the window and the wheel fell off.
I hate the audacity that these fucking pilots have is insane to me. It's actually insane to me. Like, it also sucks that our laughs are silent because, like, that's all we can do. Not the wheel.
The wheel.
How did they land?
I went to his page.
On ball bearings? Just on bearings? Oh, my God.
No, like, if that was me, I'm not okay that whole flight. No. I'm not okay.
I'm
doing cocaines.
I'm saying we're doing cocaines in the back because we're dying. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going up to the pilot and asking what he has.
I'm asking, where's the alcohol and the cocaines?
Pilots give, like, party energy.
I mean, obviously.
I've heard that from people.
Cocaine lines off knockers?
I've heard that from people. Like, it's people who are flight attendants. It can be a little toxic. Like, everyone's sleeping with each other.
Of course. I mean, we have 6 hours in Dubai. Let's bang.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not judging.
No, me either.
You know what? We need a show for that.
I would love but they can't be doing what they normally do. They're not going to, you know.
Yeah.
They're not doing body shots and cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine lines off people's cheeks. They're not doing that stuff on TV. I wish they would.
Me too.
I can't. Anyway, go on. What's your tea?
Okay. Woman sues Disney World over painful wedgie that requires surgery. She was going down the you might know this ride better than me. How do you say that?
Humunga cowabunga? Like, how you don't know the word cowabunga?
I didn't know humunga. I thought maybe I would pronounce that wrong.
Just as it sounds. It just says it's spelled Humunga Cowabunga. I've never been to Disney World.
I didn't
want
to say something that was, you would probably say, oh my God, Aaron, that's like the most famous ride ever.
Let me see. How else would you pronounce that?
I actually have no idea. I was just scared. I've already pronounced enough
she
words
said,
wrong.
She said Humunga.
No.
It's just Humunga. Cowabunga.
Slide at Disney World's Typhoon Lagoon.
Oh, so you knew Typhoon Lagoon. I've actually never been to Disney World. So
Humunga is not even a word.
It is at Disney.
Is it a
Riz
word?
Riz is a word now, so.
That's true. Okay. The impact of the slide and standing water at the bottom caused her clothes to be painfully forced between her legs and water violently forced inside her. She experienced immediate and severe pain internally, and as she stood up, blood began rushing from between her legs.
Not this, making her start her period. First of all, I hate how they described what a wedgie is. We know what a wedgie is.
But actually, that is a good call. Are we sure she didn't just start her period?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
That's actually insane.
I would love to know that question. Maybe it just was the extra push she needed.
Maybe. You know, maybe. Sometimes it's just like...
Maybe she didn't know she was on her period.
Right.
And then she was.
How do we know it was actually... But isn't I love a wedgie how much... considered I... going up your butt?
Not your...
Camel.
So maybe this case... Of course... Excuse me. Maybe this case is going to get dismissed because that's...
That's not a wedgie.
That's wrong. She got a camel toe.
That's
not
a wedgie. That's what they should say this title should be.
Yeah.
Woman sues Disney over painful camel toe.
Humunga cowabunga toe. And nice, and I'll die on that hill.
Humunga.
Toabunga. That's the episode title. Toabunga.
She became airborne and she was slammed downward against the slide.
Ow. I mean, those water slides aren't safe. I don't know why people are still doing them.
Yeah. This is why I don't go to Disneyland, in case anyone cares.
Webby's freaking out right now.
I know. What is she?
She smelled something funny.
No, she's freaking out. Okay. Well, they're seeking $50,000 in damages.
Dang.
Does not warn women of their increased risk of injury.
Okay.
So the I'm just
get
confused.
Your money.
You know, I just like the water went inside. Like,
yikes! No means no.
It lit, and that's what the moral of the story is, of all of our stories. No means no.
What are the seven commandments? The
sit,
seven.
Sound no.
Sit,
stay
no. Sit. Stay. Heel.
Down.
Down.
No.
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 Sit. Stay. Come. Down. No.
Heel.
Go to church. I don't know.
Pray.
And pray. I don't know the
last
one.
Why is she staring at me?
I don't know. She's got beef with you.
No, it's crazy.
Wow. So wait, your toxic trait is that your phone is always on loud?
Oh yeah, we forgot to do yours.
My toxic trait.
Is that you like scary movies where people literally are children as exorcists?
I don't like the exorcism movies. Like, don't put my name on that.
Okay, well, you like all the 800 Saws.
The Saw movies are great. Those are just creative, though. That's just creative
you
art.
You like the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. You always like those things. You like haunted houses.
Yeah. Honestly, if anybody, any of our listeners want to go to a haunted house, message me.
Yeah.
I'm looking for friends to go to the haunted house with. So
I'm not going.
Slide in my DMs.
Yeah. Go ahead. You can take her on a date.
Go ahead.
You can take her on a date.
Yeah, honestly.
I took that hoe to Burger King.
Cheap date.
Yeah.
You quit. Anyway.
Anyway, so did you think that was a good toxic trait?
Yeah. Okay. I am obsessed with Halloween and I like scary shit.
Oh, today we were talking about if we had our old yard at our old house, how many big, like those, how?
They're
how
like
tall
20,
are those?
They're like 20 feet tall.
I was going to say 6 feet and that didn't feel right.
No, the skeletons that are like 20 feet tall. You guys have
you
seen
guys
them.
Know.
You know, you've seen them.
You said you wanted two together and they would be doing a handshake.
They would be like either like doing a handshake or maybe like one would be doing like
hang loose. I said we would have it flipping off and then I'd print out a blurry sign and put it in front
yeah,
of it.
That's funny too.
That's so funny.
If I had a big yard though, like, well, when I have a big yard, that will probably be my Patreon content.
That's what I was picking out this weekend.
That will be my Patreon content is the way I decorate our yard for every season and every holiday.
That's could be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one would, of course, have to be Ashley's diary.
Of course. Where else am I going to share my thoughts and my feelings?
Honestly, though, like I actually want to listen to Ashley's diary.
Yeah.
because some things that go on in your head are fascinating.
There's a lot in there.
There's a lot. Sometimes when we're sitting there quietly and I'll say, what are you thinking about? It's never what I think.
Never. And it never will be.
And that's what keeps the mystery alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, so this episode's a little, wow. This is like our old school episodes. We need to wrap this up. And we gotta both go to work.
We have to go to work. Yeah.
Okay, write us at toxicteapodcast@gmail.com or our anonymous submission form. Sorry we didn't get to your write-ins today for you Ozempic girlies.
And no, I'm not on it. Stop asking.
No, that's like a funny thing to say and no one's asking.
Like, I'm not on it.
You're like, sorry, guys, I've been getting so many questions about Ozempic.
I've been getting asked if I'm on Ozempic for like months now. I'm not. I'm just like naturally thin. Like even nobody's
though, like,
asking.
Even though like someone's like gaining weight over time.
Yeah, like nobody's asking.
No, I'm going to start doing that.
I'm the opposite way.
That's so funny. Okay, well, see you next week.
Yeah.
Did you?
What? No, the show's over. Listen, write into us anonymously. It's on our Instagram.
Anonymously.
Humonga cowabunga. Write us in and follow us on socials and like spread the word. Pass it. Give us a review. Do something. Message me if you want to go to a haunted house.
Yeah.
Anyway, ciao.